In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good to see you. Please sit. I'm looking a bit jaded today, because yesterday Barbara and I drove for over 14 hours across France in the heat. We drove through a place in Paris called Saint-Germain. Anybody know why Saint-Germain is famous? Why is that? The football last night. I think there were riots after we left. So I'll be short today. Now, just in case, God is Trinity. I've given you a little handout. Don't read it, take it. Take it and read it. Please do take it and read it. Promise me. Pardon? Everybody should have one. Called Trinity, God is Relational. They're missing you out, Wendy. You came too early. Later. Briefly. God isn't a thing. God isn't an object. God isn't a force. God is a person, a relationship. Now let me tell you why this is so important, briefly. How many of you struggle with relationships? Why are relationships so important? We come to a marriage of a family. People gather. The family haven't got on. There is discord and argument. How's it going to go? We come to a funeral. There's been discord in the family. We haven't got on. How's it going to go? Why is it that relationships are so important? Well, maybe it doesn't really matter. Divorce? Who's bothered, really? Just carry on. We cope. You know, we'll cope. We'll be all right. We will just get on with our life. You know, maybe the effects upon the children perhaps will be great, but we will get by. Relationships matter. Why is it that we share the peace before we receive the Holy Sacrament? Is it just a simple greeting? Good morning, how are you? Nice to see you, friend, or not? No. It's because we need to build relationships that are true and honest and open and forgiving before we receive the sacrament, because relationships matter. You see, the reason that relationships matter, young and old, family relationships, caring for the young, caring for the dying, equality between people. Why are we equal? Well, we're not. The world is full of huge inequalities. We look everywhere. He lives here, I live there, I have this, they have that. They go hungry and I starve. There was Ebola in the Congo and I'm fully healthy. Why does it matter about equality and all these things? It's because God is relational. And within himself, he is equal, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so if God is relational, our relationships deeply matter. How can we tolerate diversity and still embrace unity? How can we tolerate things being different and yet the same and together? It is because God is relationship, but also distinctive and different. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we, if we come to maturity, learn to value difference, we don't let it upset us, because we know that even in difference, there can be relationship. Why do we have things like the hospice movement that cares for the dying? Is it just a good idea? Historically, it didn't really matter. They passed it, they then got on with it. Life is tough. Why care for the dying? It's because God is relational. A relationship of love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we want to mirror that relationship because we ourselves are made in the image of God. And in order to come up to His standard, our relationships deeply matter because God is relational. So we care for the dying because we believe that God is a compassionate God, that because He's relational, He cares and He comes and He is alongside us in Jesus. He doesn't just distinguish the suffering, but He walks alongside us in the suffering. So today, that's why we lament broken families, because God is relational, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why we lament broken friendships, because God is relational, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we want to mirror the life that He has. That's why we show compassion, because God is a relationship of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that reaches out even within the Godhead Himself. And that's why communal life is so important, because God is community. So when you see broken families, when you see discord in relationships, when you see broken marriages, or when you see conflict, wherever it is, it speaks against the very heart and the life of God that is relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so today, on Trinity Sunday, whatever we do, commit yourselves to your relationships. Maybe there are people today that you don't get on with. Can you get on with them again? Because God is relationship, can you actually, in your own heart and life, say, I'm committed to the fact that I want to be relational too, because God is in me, I am made in His image, and I too want to be relationship. And if there are broken families and broken relationships and broken society, what we want to do is constantly shift in our direction where we mirror the life of God which is in us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because relationships are so key. So, take with you this little document. Read it. If you begin to understand of how this really works, you'll realize that the life of the Trinity is literally in everything that we do. It sustains everything, or He sustains everything. Families matter, people matter, equality matter, unity matters despite diversity. Compassion is important, communal life is important, because all of this is rooted in the belief that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is relational. So we will leave it there.
At the end of each section of our prayers, when I say, We are your people. Please respond with, "Hear us, Lord." Today on Trinity Sunday, we pray for the church, not as a physical entity, but as the manifestation of God's love in the world. Christ has no body now but ours. It is our eyes with which he looks with compassion on this world, our feet with which he walks to do good, and our hands with which he blesses all the world. Lord, pour down upon us your grace as together we strive to serve you as you deserve. We are your people. Hear us, Lord. We are a world that is desperate for you, God, when powers struggle to dominate and war, oppression, and abuse result, when groups of people oppose one another because of ideology, religion, or culture. We need a God who is bigger than ourselves and our personal interests. We remember all who bear the responsibility of leadership, that they may never be tempted to abuse or misuse their power. Let your will for our world be accomplished through the decisions they make, and give them a vision of peace and reconciliation. For you, Lord, can find a way when men and women are lost. We are your people. Hear us, Lord. When people are disregarded and devalued because of poverty, geography, or disease, when compassion and justice is withheld to some because of sexuality, race, or gender, we need a Saviour who is more compassionate than we are, who includes even those we would exclude. We bring to God the people of Iran, Lebanon, Ukraine, and all countries at war. We ask for justice, freedom, equality, and peace for all. We are your people. Hear us, Lord. When resources are mismanaged and abused, and the world and its creatures are destroyed, when motivation is scarce and creativity is in short supply to address the challenges that we face, we need a spirit who is more powerful and more creative than we could ever be. Britain has experienced extreme heat this week due to climate change. Within 3 or 4 days of heat, several young people have suffered untimely death by something as simple as cooling off in areas of harmless looking water. The water must have looked so inviting. The desire to cool down must have been so great, and yet danger lurked within. Let us pray that others will learn from the unfortunates who have paid such a high price for a bit of summer fun. We are your people. Hear us, Lord. We bring before you each member of this community, each individual anxiety and sorrow, each hope and dream, each weakness and special need. We ask for God's blessing on those who are wandering, lost and aimless, those who are finding life very trying and difficult at the moment, for those who are coping with personal tragedy, heartache or mourning, for all who are ill or frail. We pray especially for Gary Williams as he recovers from recent surgery. We are your people. Hear us, Lord. We ask for God's loving support for our fellow Christians here at St. Andrew's and all who live in this parish. May we all receive your healing power and our lives be happy and fulfilled. For all who enjoyed a break from work over the bank holiday weekend and the school's half term, may they find it a time of refreshment and renewal. As students across the country sit their public exams, we pray for a sense of your peace to calm their nerves. Grant them clear minds, the ability to focus, and the memory to recall what they have studied. Relieve their stress and remind them that their identity and value are far greater than any grade or result. We are your people.
Hear us, Lord.
We bring before you those who have died and those who miss them. We pray especially for Ralph Bedford, who died this week. He was a long-term member of this church and greatly valued. We also pray for the Reverend Lyndon Jones, who died this morning, and all those whose anniversaries fall at this time. We are your people.
Hear us, Lord.
Lord God, loving Saviour, empowering Spirit, we offer you these prayers because we need you so desperately. Captivate us, call us, and fill us, that we may be carriers of your eternal life to this world that you love so dearly. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.